Thank you for listening to our Bayshore Rehoboth podcast. We always love to hear stories about how Bayshore is helping to have an impact in your life. We would love for you to take just a moment and send us an email at amen@bayshorecc.org. Also, be sure to stop by our website at bayshorecc.org to find out all kinds of information, including past messages, videos, pictures, links to social media, and an opportunity to give online. Thanks again for joining us, and prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. I'm so psyched to be here with you this morning. My name's Cotter, as you heard Pastor Joel say, and I'm the Next Steps Director, and pretty much what that means is that I'm just super passionate about getting people connected to Bayshore. And if today's your first time with us, we are so glad to have you with us. Can we make some noise for our first-time guests? We're so glad you chose to spend your morning with us. We're excited to have our Facebook Live family joining us, to have our podcast listeners joining us. And isn't this just like one of the best weeks of the year? Like, we got to celebrate our country's independence on Thursday and our freedom, and now we get to celebrate Jesus today. Like, what a great week. Who had a great 4th of July? Yeah? 4th of July was awesome. I had a lot of fun. My wife and I, is Emily, and she was on the drums this morning, killing it. We went out with her family, and we did some paddleboarding and some kayaking, and it was just so much fun. Did anybody sit in traffic on the 4th of July? Yeah, a couple people. It seems like you guys are pretty smart. You guys are pretty smart to not get stuck in traffic. 4th of July was so much fun. Did anybody go out on a boat and watch the fireworks? No, we had a couple people that did. Oh, yeah? All right, sweet. That's something that I, like, have always wanted to do. And I have, like, a fear of boats. My wife loves boats. And she's always like, come on, let's go on a boat. And I'm like, I don't want to die. I don't want to go on a boat. But watching fireworks on a boat just seems like it would be so much fun. And I really want to do that sometime. But boats just terrify me because, I don't know, I just can't imagine getting stuck in the middle of a lake or a river or the ocean or something and a giant storm comes up. That is just, I don't know. I love storms when I'm inside my house. We had a lot of storms last night, and that was kind of nice. But when I'm on the water, I don't want a storm to come up. So today we're going to be reading this really cool story about some guys that were following Jesus, his disciples, and how they actually got stuck in the middle of a lake during a storm. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how we need to place our focus on Jesus. So we're going to be in the book of Matthew. We're going to be in chapter 14. As you guys are starting to kind of open your Bible apps to that or your Bibles, we're going to be hopping into the middle of the story, and none of us really know the beginning. So let's all get caught up together on what's going on. The chapter that we're going to be talking about focuses on one day of Jesus's life. And it was a pretty significant day. A lot of the crazy important events happened, and just big events, things you guys have probably heard about, things you've read about. But what's cool is that all of these happened in the span of one day. And this day was really like a roller coaster for Jesus. Like, the first thing that happened was his disciples, or like his followers and close friends, they came and they told him that his friend John died. And this man, John, was known as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. And the reason that he's known as that is because he loved to baptize people, right? So we love throwing baptism parties for people here at Bayshore when they want to live their life for Jesus. And if you've been baptized, I'm sure that you can remember everything about your baptism. Like, I can still picture, like, when I came up out of the water. I remember everything about it. I was in college. My good friend baptized me. It was just such a special day. Well, this man, John, he was even more special to Jesus because he's the man who baptized Jesus. So they were really close. So this news, it was just really hard for Jesus to hear, and it was tough for him. So he was like, all right, I'm going to get in a boat, and I'm going to go to the other side of this lake, and I'm going to be alone and away from people and just have some time to kind of wrap my head around everything that's going on. And something that happened to Jesus a lot was when he would do that and he'd try to be alone, I don't know how, but people always figured out where he was going. So that happened, and he goes on the other side of the lake, and as he's coming up, there's this giant crowd of people, like thousands of people just waiting for him to get there. And I see you shaking your head. That's what I would be doing. I would be like, no, not a big group of people. I'm an introvert, so large crowds terrify me. And I've been in a car with my wife, and we were going to like a graduation party for some of our friends, And there were like 20 cars out front. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, this is too much. So if I was Jesus in that situation, a large crowd, you're going through something really emotional, I would be out of there. I would turn that boat around. I would be gone. Hashtag no new friends. Like, I would be out of that place. But Jesus is cool. He's awesome. So he decided to go anyway. He put his boat up there and he got out and he healed their sick. He spent the whole day hanging out with these people and just having compassion on them and spending the day with them. And then at the end of the day, they were hungry. There were tons of people and there wasn't much food. So he sent his disciples out and he's like, hey, collect whatever you can. And they went out and they came back with hardly anything. He was like, all right, well, I'm going to multiply all this so that everybody's going to eat. And Jesus performed a miracle. Everybody ate. And that's where we're picking up. Right as soon as that meal ended is where we're picking up the story. So we're in Matthew chapter 14. We're going to be in verse 22. And it's going to be up on the screen. But if you don't have a Bible, we have these orange Bibles out in the lobby. And we would love for you to grab one. The Bible is such an amazing book. And we have these for free out in the lobby. Please grab one before you leave if you don't have one. But we're in starting in verse 22 of Matthew 14. So follow along with me. It says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell, and he was there alone. So as everyone finished their food, Jesus sent his disciples back on the boat to cross back over to the lake. And then he sent all the people back to their homes. And after everyone had left and Jesus was there by himself, it says that he went up into the hills by himself to pray. And that's what he'd been waiting to do all day. He just wanted to be alone and have some time alone to talk with God. And if you're taking notes this morning, our first point is focus on God when life is tough. Focus on God when life is tough. And a few years back, I got a call that like nobody ever wants to get. I got a call from somebody in my family, and they told me that my grandfather had passed away. And it was totally unexpected, totally out of the blue. And when I got this call, I was in the car with a couple of my coworkers, and we were in the middle of a six-hour trip from here down to North Carolina. And we were at about hour two. The last 4 hours of that trip felt like days. Like it was the worst. Not where I wanted to be in that situation, but when we got down there to North Carolina, we got to where we were staying, I was able to kind of find a room and just be alone and have some time to just be alone and to pray. And in that moment, like God gave me so much peace and he gave me so much comfort. And the guys that I were working with, they were super cool and they tried to console me as we were driving, but only God could give me peace and comfort in a situation like that. And focusing on God when life gets tough is so important, because when we take that time to pray and we take that time to read the Bible, we're reminded that God's in control, reminded that he cares for us, reminded that he has a plan for us. And that's why Jesus just wanted some time to be alone and to pray. And look, we all handle difficult situations in life differently. For me, when things come up that are unexpected or difficult, I usually try to just stay busy. I try to occupy my mind so I'm not thinking about whatever's going on. And, you know, for you, I don't know what that is, what you do when life gets tough, but look, this is important. The only thing that we can do that will give us peace and that will give us comfort is turning to God. That's the only thing. And in Hebrews 13, we see God's referred to as the God of peace. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, God is referred to as the God of comfort. So put your focus on God when life is tough, and he will give you peace, and he will give you comfort that we can't get anywhere else. Let's keep reading. We'll pick back up in verse 24. It says, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. So the disciples are on this boat like Jesus had instructed them. They're on the lake. They're trying to get back home. And they're out there and they're fighting these huge waves. And Jesus is still on land, but he looks out and he sees them. He sees them fighting these huge waves, and he went out to help them. But did you guys see how he went out to help them? Like, he walked on the water. That's not how I would have gone out to help them. That's crazy. Like, he walked on top of the water out towards them. And, you know, like, if you've heard, like, stories like this before, you're like, oh, yeah, like, that's Jesus. He walks on water. He heals leopards. Like, it's not a big deal. But no, like, this is crazy. And I know the question you guys are thinking is, did his Fitbit count those steps when he was on top of the water? I'm not sure. I tried to look into this week, and I couldn't figure it out, but I'll try to look into it some more. But Jesus strolls out there on top of the water, and when the disciples saw them, they were terrified. Like, obviously. Like, they thought that he was a ghost. Can you imagine being in their shoes? Like, you're out there on this boat, you're fighting these waves, you're exhausted, and they see this dude coming up on the water. Like, that had to be just terrifying. So let's see how they responded. Keep reading in verse 27. It says, "But Jesus spoke to them at once. He said, 'Don't be terrified.' He said, 'Take courage, I am here.' Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water.' 'Yes, come,' Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus." So they're on this boat. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. This ghost-looking dude comes up to them and is like, "Hey, I'm Jesus. Don't be afraid." Like, that had to be so frightening. And that was like probably a really difficult instruction to follow. I think I would be just totally terrified in that situation. So all the disciples are trying to figure this out. They're trying to wrap their minds around all this stuff that's happening. But Peter was different. Peter didn't even have to think about it. Peter just responded back to Jesus, and he was like, "Hey, Jesus, like, if that's you, just tell me to hop out of this boat and come to you." And Jesus told him to come, so Peter just hops out of the side of the boat and walks on the water toward Jesus. So can you imagine being one of the other disciples? You're like, all right, so now there's one less dude to help us fight this, like, storm and these waves in this boat. And now there's two guys out there walking on the water. Like, what is going on? That had to be, like, so weird. But what Peter did, it was so awesome, because Jesus told Peter who he was, and Peter blocked out all of his fears. He blocked out any questions that he had about what was going on, and he just focused on Jesus. And focusing on Jesus led him to act. When Jesus told him to hop out of the boat, he just did it because he was focused on Jesus. And that's our second point this morning. When we focus on Jesus, we put our faith into action. When we focus on Jesus, we put our faith into action. So what does it tangibly look like to be focused on Jesus? Well, it means that instead of focusing on our circumstances, we focus on God's promises. Instead of focusing on our circumstances, we focus on God's promises. Because look, our circumstances change constantly. And there are always things that cause us anxiety, things that make us nervous and uncomfortable. We always have deadlines we need to meet and projects we need to finish. And inevitably, there's always things that don't go according to our plans. And when that happens, it's easy for us to take our focus off of Jesus and everything that he has done for us and to begin to focus on all the things that we need to take care of. In those moments, instead of allowing ourselves to get caught up in our worries, we need to think about God's promises. Promises like these, like in James chapter 1, it says that we should find joy in our trials because they produce perseverance. In John 14, 27, where Jesus tells us that he will give us peace and he encourages us not to be afraid or to be troubled. And in Romans 8, which says that when our minds are on God, we will have life and peace. In Matthew 11, it says that God will give us rest when we're burdened. What the worries and concerns of life do is they just try to drift our minds further and further and further away from God. And they try to convince us that we're on our own. They try to convince us that there's no hope in our situation. They try to take our mind off of all of the blessings that we have in life. And they grip us in fear and in anxiety. But these promises, they help to ground us. They help to remind us that God's with us, that God is always by our side, and that he's going to be there no matter what we're facing, no matter how difficult it is. And that's why it's so important to consistently be reading the Bible. Because as we read the Bible, we see promises like this. We see Jesus provide for other Jesus followers, and that gives us encouragement, and it helps us as we seek to focus on Jesus. When I was in college, I think it was the fall of my sophomore year, I was involved in this Christian ministry, and we had like small groups that met during the week, and then we also had like a large group gathering with like a couple hundred students, And during that time, me and a few of the other leaders, we started to face a lot of opposition from people that weren't very happy that we were having small groups where we talked about Jesus. And it was just a really difficult time, and we're all super young, so we didn't know how to handle it. So we were just trying to find our way through this. And in the midst of this time, there was one day, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and I was hanging out with one of my friends, and we were just reading the Bible together. We just started at the beginning of a book, and we were just working our way through it. And this one verse stood out to us because it was 100% what we were going through. And it was like God was like, hey, like, I'm still there for you, and I'm like still with you even in the middle of this situation. And it was incredible. Like it totally blew my mind. Like, so much, I can tell you the exact bench I was sitting on. I can tell you that it was cloudy that day and it was in the afternoon. Like, I remember everything about that moment because it was such a big deal. And look, the Bible was written like 2,000 years ago. And parts of it were written way longer ago than that. But it's so relevant for our lives today. And everything in this book is important, and it helps us to focus on Jesus, both when life's going good and when life is not going so good. And as you read the Bible, you will see how it speaks to the situations in your life that you're facing. And you'll see God's love for you, and it'll help you to focus on Jesus in the good times and in the not so good times in life. Man, how many of you guys just did crazy stuff when you were kids? Anybody? Yeah, I did. I definitely did crazy stuff. I feel like being a kid, like, you're allowed to do crazy, stupid things. That's just part of being a kid. And people are like, oh, that's just a kid. Like, it's not a big deal. And if you have kids, you probably get to witness them doing some pretty crazy, stupid stuff. Well, when I was young, I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I don't think I was old enough to be in school yet, so I was pretty little, but I kept getting the hiccups. You know, like the hiccups? Like, they're the worst. And I hated the hiccups, and I still do. Like, the only time that I think the hiccups are okay is when our dog gets them, because he doesn't understand. And if you have a dog that's gotten the hiccups, you probably have seen it, but he, like, especially when he was a little, like, puppy, he would look at his belly, and he'd, like, be terrified. Like, there was a monster inside of him or something. It was so funny, and I would always, like, want him to get the hiccups just because it was really funny. But I can't stand when I get the hiccups, and especially as a kid. And there was this one time where I just kept getting them, like, every day. So I was like, all right, I need to find a way to stop getting the hiccups. So I came up with the idea, and I don't know where I got the idea from, that I was going to duct tape my mouth shut. And that was going to make it so I didn't get the hiccups. I was really smart, guys. So I went for it. When I say I went for it, I mean, I put so much duct tape on my mouth that I was convinced there was no chance of me getting the hiccups. And it didn't work at all, like, obviously. But at the time, I believed it. And because I believed it, I was like, all right, I am going for it. I believe it, I'm going for it. And that's what we see here in the story. Logically, like, Peter, he had no reason to jump out of that boat. He had no reason to believe that things were going to be okay for him when he jumped out of that boat. But he had faith in Jesus, and he trusted in him. And because of that, he was confident that he could hop out of that boat and that everything would be okay. He was taking a risk, but he didn't feel that risk at all. All that he felt in that moment was confidence, because he was confident in Jesus that he was going to take care of him. And it's one thing to open the Bible and to like the things that we read, to like the stories when we see Jesus helping people and caring about people. But really, what we need to do is focusing on Jesus. It leads us to put our faith into action. It leads us to put our faith into action. And that action could be so many different things. That action for you, if focusing on Jesus, could mean taking the step to get baptized. It could mean taking the step to join a small group or to get involved at Bayshore through Next Steps and volunteering. For you, focusing on Jesus could lead you to put your faith into action by inviting your coworkers to church or by showing love to that person that you know that just really is going through a hard time and needs to be shown love. For you, focusing on Jesus could mean putting Jesus first in your life or putting Jesus first in your marriage. Or maybe taking a really intentional effort in reading your Bible every day and praying every day. You know, putting your faith into action can look so many different ways, but when we focus on Jesus, we can't help but act because our belief in Jesus is so real to us. Because our belief in Jesus is so real to us, we cannot help but act. And what Peter did by jumping out of that boat was was so cool because it's not something that he had to do. He could have just acknowledged that that was Jesus on the water and been like, hey, Jesus, like, I see you, but I'm going to stay here in the boat because I'm not going to get out and drown. But he didn't do that. He was not focused on his safety. His faith was so real that he had confidence that he could hop out of that boat and that he could walk on that water towards Jesus because he believed that Jesus is the Son of God, and he was willing to do whatever it took to get to him. And look, just as a side note real quick, Peter teaches us so much. Peter is a man who spent his whole life, or these few years, he spent them with Jesus every single day. He was there with Jesus when Jesus preached. He was there when he healed people. He was there when he ate and when he slept. He was there all the time. And right before Peter got on this boat the night before, he was there when Jesus fed over 5,000 people. He was there when he saw Jesus dealing with this tragedy in his life. And none of us have the opportunity to walk around and hang out with Jesus for a few years. But Peter did. Peter spent every single day with Jesus. And how he acts here is a huge testimony to us. Because this man that lived every day with Jesus was so convinced that Jesus is the Son of God that he didn't even hesitate about jumping out of a boat. And look, if you're here this morning and you're on the fence about Christianity, you're not super sure if you believe in it, you're not super sure what you believe about Jesus, just look at the actions of this man that spent every single day with Jesus. Because the actions of Peter, they speak so clearly. Jesus wasn't just some cool, nice guy that was fun to hang around with. He's the Son of God. And Peter fully believed that, and he wouldn't have jumped out of that boat if he didn't believe it. But he believed, and he didn't sit there and think, all right, is it worth it for me to jump out and test it? He didn't sit there and make a pro and cons list. He was just like, look, that is Jesus. He told me to get out of the boat. I'm getting out of the boat because that's Jesus. And Peter did that because of everything that he had seen Jesus do up to that point in his life, because he spent every day with him. And look, when you spend every day with people, you know them. You know what they're all about. You know if they're trustworthy. So if you're not sure what to believe about Jesus, look at the actions of this man who did spend every day with Jesus, because Peter had complete confidence that Jesus is the Son of God, and he was focused on him, and that caused him to act. Look back with me to the second part of verse 29 real quick. It says, in verse 29, it says, so Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. And you guys are like, dude, you already read that. Like, come on, we already talked about that. But look, if you're taking notes this morning, our third point today is when we focus on Jesus, he does great things. When we focus on Jesus, he does great things. Peter was able to walk on the water because he was totally focused on Jesus. Peter didn't immediately binge watch Avatar and learn the art of water bending, and that's how he was able to walk on the water. No, he had faith in Jesus, and Jesus allowed him to walk on that water because he acted on his faith. And when I was hanging out with you guys in April, I shared with you a little bit about a concussion that I had a few years ago, but how I hit my head really hard, and it took me like 9 months to recover. And as I was kind of coming out of that and I was starting to get better, the doctors told me, and they're like, look, we want you to get better. We know you're excited about getting better, but just take your time and slowly, gradually ease back into life because we don't want you to have a setback. So I took, over the course of a few months, just started doing little things each day to try to get back to normal. And then the month of June came, and June was a huge month because in June, the youth group that I was leading at the time, I was going to take them on a week-long mission trip to Western Maryland. And at this point in my life, in my recovery, I wasn't super healthy, and I definitely was not healthy enough to be going on a trip like this. But as I prayed about it and what I should do, I really felt like God wanted me to go. And he was like, look, you need to do this. And so even though my health didn't give me any confidence in doing it, I just felt like I needed to do it. So I believed and I trusted, and I believed that God would take care of me. And look, that week I went, and it was one of the coolest weeks of my entire life. It was insane. I got to see this group of teenagers the whole week get to worship Jesus, get to learn about Jesus, get to share Jesus' love with the community through their missions work, and it was insane. And the whole week, I was healthy the whole time, which was insane. It was nothing short of a miracle. And as I experienced that week and I saw all the things that God did through our teenagers, I knew that the only reason that I was able to be there and to be healthy was because God was in control of my health. I had no business even attempting to go on that trip, but I stepped out in faith because I trusted that God would take care of me. And when we focus on Jesus, he does great things. He does things that are impossible, things that are unexplainable to us, and there's no way to explain why I was healthy that week. There's no way to explain how Peter was able to walk on the water towards Jesus that morning, except that Jesus made it happen. And when you focus on Jesus, he can make the impossible happen in your life. He can give you an opportunity to share his love with your friends and your family that you really want to know about him. He can breathe new life into your marriage. He can mend relationships with people that you care about. And a couple of chapters further in this book of Matthew is one of the coolest things that Jesus ever said. In chapter 19, Jesus tells his disciples that with God, nothing is impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. And when we are focused on God, when we place our trust in him, he does great things. So what do you want to see God do in our community? What is it that you want to see God do in your family? What is it that you want to see him do in your workplace and in our schools? And what is it that you want to see God do in your life? Whatever it is, pray for it. Pray for those things and believe that Jesus can do it. Because if we focus on Jesus and if we act on our faith, then we will see God transform lives and we will see him do incredible things. Let's pray. God, I thank you so much for this morning. I thank you for giving us this time to hang out, to learn about you, God. And I thank you so much for this example of Peter and how he stepped out in faith and how he trusted you. And I pray, God, that you would help us to learn from that, God. I pray that you would help us to focus on you. I pray that you would help us to act on our faith. And I pray that you would help us to trust you to do incredible things in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. And I pray all this in your name. Amen.